In fact, the bishop traditionally teaches from the seat, the cathedra. So this is my cathedra today. Es tut mir leid, mein deutsches Sprechen ist nicht so gut. Ich muss sprechen auf Englisch oder Französisch. Englisch ist gut? Ja? Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yesterday in our class with the confirmands, one said, I find it very hard to believe in a God up there. I think that's rather normal. I mean, little children have no problem imagining God up there. But we adults, well, we know that you can look up there and you will not find God through the business end of a telescope. So where is God? Where is heaven? Since God is in heaven, where is it? Well, all of us pray the Lord's Prayer, Vater unser in Himmel. And we come to that part of the prayer, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I always like the German version, wie in Himmel, so auf Erden. And this means not that God is up there, but that we are praying that God be down here with us on earth. Elsewhere, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you, inside of us, around us, among us. In the Gospel of John and the letters of John and the revelation of John, there is those wells, those springs of living water, this living water that is inside of us and that springs up. And of course, today the gospel, those who love me and keep my word, my Father will love them, and he and I will come to them and make our home with them. So God is with us, God is in us. In a little while, really only a few minutes, we will promise that we will seek and serve Christ in others. That it is necessary for me to have Christ in me to serve other people because Christ is in them as well, and I can't know the Christ in me if I don't seek and serve the Christ in them. So again, where is God? Where is the kingdom of God? Where is Christ in us? Now you'll say, well, Bishop, that's very pretty. But as far as I know, there's no one else in here. And I think, first of all, then, maybe you should ask if you really know yourself. Do you really know who you are? It's actually a very difficult thing to grasp who I am. There's an ancient wisdom that says to know yourself is also to know God, and that to know God is also to know yourself. So how does this work? Well, let's try a thought experiment. Let's think of a beautiful forest, lush and green, you know, like the Schwarzwald you have here in Germany. And think of the canopy of leaves, how it sways in the wind, and the branches moving down to the trunk of the trees and the roots. And then imagine the birds flying from branch to branch, the bird song that you hear, the squirrels jumping from branch to branch looking for nuts, making a lot of noise. The floor of the forest, a soft canopy of a rug-like of old leaves and other growth. You've all been in a forest like this, right? Yeah? You've all been to the Schwarzwald, nicht wahr? Of course, you're Germans. Well, now imagine underneath the forest, below the earth, the dirt, below the bedrock, there is a river flowing. Deep, slow, powerful. We don't know it's there. We can't see it. We can't hear it flowing. But the whole of the beautiful forest rests upon it because water is life. And this is how God is in us. A kind of a deep water flowing, moving. And we, in our heart, in our soul, can sense this from time to time. Because that's where God chooses to be. This is what we were created for. And so for you three who are being confirmed today, Martin, Elise, and Matilda, you are today reaffirming that the water that began to flow in your life at baptism, you've become aware of and you wish to embrace the God who is inside of you, the one who will never let you go. You want to reiterate those promises you made to renounce evil and to continue to commit yourself to Christ. And do this for yourselves, not because your family wants you to, but because you do, because you are aware of God in you, moving through your life, deep inside. And then Tracy, who is being received, is refreshing her experience of being one of God's daughters, being part of God's kingdom in this community of faith, but we're all part of the Holy Catholic Church, so not a big difference. And for the rest of us, this is also an opportunity to renew our own commitment to baptism. The promises that we believe in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the promises that we shall continue in the life of the church, that we shall continue to persevere in resisting evil, and when we sin, repent and return to the Lord, for forgiveness is always there in that deep river flowing in our hearts. We will promise to seek to proclaim God present among all of us and in us by the word and of God and the example that a changed life can give. And then, yes, we will seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, as he commanded. And then we will continue to strive to make this world a bit of a better place for justice among people, for peace among people, among nations. And we will strive to respect the dignity of every human being. These are the promises of the baptismal covenant. What we promise God, what God has promised us, I will never be without you. I will always be with you. I will never let you go. And the life that you have now will never end. So, today is a very important day for four people. Today is also a very important day for us all as we gather around God's word that we are keeping, that we show our love for God in our adoration, that God has come to dwell with us, that we are really home, that we are really part of the family, that it will never end. I think it's time we should confirm these people and receive these people, don't you think? I think so.